Hi all, Sean from Communication Ammo here. SentryTel and Quest, Hertz and Dollar Thrifty, now HP and Palm. If you wanted some signs that the recession is lifting, those are three big billboards. Of course, that means big challenges for communication generally in those companies, but especially within them. The big question is whether any of these three will get internal communication right, and it's not certain that there's a quick answer to that. They could do a lot worse than follow my five rules for simplifying merger communications. Here's a preview. First, remember that employees are people. They'll be worried about the impact on themselves and their families first and everyone else later. Second, open your communication channels fast. Employees will ask the same questions over and over again, and that's okay. Encourage all the two-way vehicles you can, get all that dialogue and discussion going, and publish the frequently asked questions. Third, tell what you know and why as frequently as you can. This is where your values become real. The company says it cares, the leaders need to prove it. Speak out and speak up. Fourth, don't let your leaders hide. Get them out and listening. They'll resist, which is why you need to push them. Employees know that no one has all the answers, but they secretly feel like the bosses do. So getting your leaders out, listening, and speaking to the employees as early as possible is a demonstration of your commitment to them. It's a demonstration of values. It makes values real. Push them and get them out. Finally, you've got a business to run. Never let employees forget that, but be respectful. Mergers create distraction that competitors exploit. Keep your team focused, even as you remind them that doing great work is a fairly good job security program, either at your organization or somewhere else, if it comes to that. What would you add to that list of five? Drop by communicationammo.com and let me know. Until next time, bye for now.